Bez Hashem is Bochri begin Perka Ba'as, the 14th chapter in the Rambam Sicha Sha'a, Voice of Tumas, and the laws of the other primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. When this Perk, we continue the theme of the previous Perk, which we're discussing the Gzeres Chachamim as relates to the Halach of Tumah of Safik, where in this Perk we discussed regarding 12 types of Sveikais, doubts that the Chum actually said that they're going to be considered as Tar. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf discussing first what are these items, and then in the next halacha is discussing in detail in this parak and the following parak the specific ones. As Rambam gets shnei masa sveikas tira chacham, there are 12 situations of doubt that Chacham said it's going to be considered as tar. Beilehem, and they are sveik maim shuvim lamikva, the doubt regarding drawn waters which invalidates a mikvah, a ritual purity bath. Sveik tum itself al panei maim, the doubt of tumah floating on the surface of the water. Sveik mashkin latamechem, the doubt regarding liquids to contaminate others. Aval, Latumas Asmam Tmeim is Safik. That's only in contaminating other things we consider that Safik as Tar, but to contaminate themselves, it will be Tame out of doubt. Sveik Heidaim, the doubt regarding the Tumah of one's hands, and that's Bein Latumas Asmam, that's whether to contaminate themselves, Bein Latamachem, to contaminate others, Bein Lataras Yidem Tumas, and whether regarding the purity of the hands from their Tumah. Sveik Devi Seifim, the doubt of the Tumah from rabbinic law. Sveik Achulin, the doubt regarding as it relates to Chulin, unconsecrated produce. Sveik karbanis, the doubt as relates to karbanis, to sacrifices. Sveik negoim, the doubt regarding the laws of negav tzaras. Sveik oivir v'oim, the doubt regarding mitzayra, passing by or stopping. Sveik shiratzim, the doubt as relates to that of the dead vermin. Sveik rishasaram, the doubt regarding that of a public domain. And sveik shteirishuyas, and the doubt as applies to two different domains. Those are the 12 sveikas, the chom or mitar. And Rambam continues halacha beis with number one. Sveik maim shuvim lamikvah. The doubt regarding drawn waters for the mikvah, says Ram Kitz, how so? So, shleisha lugan mayim shuvim, so if there's three lugan of drawn water, shenafel mikvah, that falls into a mikvah, so paslu, that invalidates it, because it has to be 40 of the mikvah waters, but here, if you have three lugan of drawn waters, that will invalidate it. Now, and that's as you're making the mikvah. Now, safek naflu, safek lo naflu. Let's say you have a doubt if the drawn water fell in or it didn't fall in. And if enough, even if it fell in, Savik Yeshbe Mishiroim Behem, but we're not sure did it have the three lugan that would invalidate or didn't. So that's what we're saying. That's item number one. Say Kitar, the doubt's going to be Tar. Vahare Mikvah Bechashusa, and the Mikvah retains its validity. Now, but they Moirinle Litbo B'Mikvah Zeh, but we don't instruct the person to immerse in this Mikvah Velasa Taras Lagatchil and initially do Taras based on that. But from Tov Vasa, if someone did immerse and did Taras based on that, Taras of Tahiris, we say there was pure, those items that were pure retained their purity. Halacha Gimel, with item number two. Sveik tumat tzafa p'nei amayim. The second one was a doubt regarding if there's tumah floating on the surface of the water. Ketzad. What's that suffix that we're saying is going to be tar? So sheretz, if there was from the dead crawling creatures. Shehayu tzafa p'nei amayim. There was floating on the surface of the water. Bein shehayu mayim b'kelim or b'karkois, whether the water that it's floating on was in vessels or in the ground. V'yod l'mayim, and then the person goes down into the water. Even if there's only room in where the person is swimming, that there's just room for the person, and that source of tumah is so narrow that it would be logical to say that he's touching the sheretz. No, he remains tahar until he definitively knows that he touched it. Now, but we don't say this halacha of the doubt of the tumah that's floating on that it's going to be tar, ilah sheretz b'lvad, that's specifically for the halacha, as we're saying, of a sheretz, because that's actually learned from a pasuk, b'sheretz ha-sheretz al-aretz, but on the water, we're going to keep it, the tahara, as long as there's a safek, but that's specifically for a sheretz. Now, b'chol ha-nitlim, any tumah that's hanging from a rope or something like that, or by the groin, or it's being dragged by a person on the surface of the water, and then someone else is going into the water, ha-rehim kum-nachem. So that is actually going to be considered as if it's stationary, as if it's laying over there. Of course, since the person who's pulling it, it's therefore it's not considered like it's floating, and then it will not have this leniency of the sheretz shetzaf al panei hamayim. Only if it's a sheretz and it's tzaf al panei hamayim will it have this leniency of the safek being tar. Halacha dalad, sheretz shayimunach bekli. Let's say there was a sheretz, a dead bug that was in a vessel. Ukli tzaf al panei hamayim. So it's not really the sheretz floating on the water. It's in a vessel, and the vessel is floating on the surface of the water. Or if let's say the sheretz is on a dead person or on the nevela or on a dead carcass. Now even if the nevela, the dead animal, dissolves, or the flesh of the dead person beneath the sheretz, Oh, another case. Shayimunach al shechva zera. Or let's say the sheretz was on semen. Hatzafa b'nei mayim, it's floating on the surface of the water. So harizik munach al arts. That's like as if it's laying on the ground because it's not floating. And therefore, with the halacha shesveikah b'shasayachah, tell me that if the doubt is in a private domain, it's going to be tamei kamei shabbat, like we can explain later on. Now, are you sheretz? I'll give you sheretz. Tzafa b'nei mayim. But let's say there was a dead bug on top of another dead bug that was floating in the water. Then harizik tuma ava. Then it's like one thick tuma because it's the same tuma. Should tzafa b'nei mayim that's floating on the surface. The water in the shesveikah tar. There, the doubt will be considered as tar. If let's say it was placed on top of the waters that are prepared from the paraduma ashes, which are thicker because the ashes are mixed into that water, and you have these paraduma waters that are floating on the surface of the water, so that's a situation of that is like stationary or it's not. On the one hand, it's like a thicker thing, so it's like when it's on the mess or the nevela, which we say that the sheretz is not floating. On the other hand, you could say it's really like water, so it is like floating in the water. Therefore, says the Rambam, it appears to Mishas Veikah Tar, because it's a suffix, we're going to say that it's going to be tar. Halacha hey. Kederech shetiaru sveg tuma tzafa b'nei mayim, just like we're saying for this item, that they purified a suffix of a tuma that's floating on the surface of the water. Whether it's water in vessels or in the ground, so kach tirisvek tahara hatzafa b'nei mayim. So too the reverse, where the tuma is stationary and the tahara is floating, and we're not sure if it touched the tuma or not. So too we say this regarding tahara floating on the water. That's bein mekein b'mikakos, whether it's in vessels or on the ground. Ketzah hasos. Ram illustrates a reva sheitmei meis. Did a trough. There's the container which is tamei from a dead person. The kikar truma karach besiv. Now you have a loaf of truma that's wrapped in bast, which is these growths of like string like that grow around the palm tree, which is not makabel tuma. A binyar or in a paper, which is also not makabel tuma. And the truma is inside of it. The yard l'teicha megusham. So it's in the trough, so it's not touching it. But then the yard l'teicha megusham. Then the rain water goes into the trough and the smell is and fills up. And now the paper becomes undone. Now you have the loaf floating on the surface of the water, but you have the paper which came undone, but it's still separating between the loaf of truma and between the water. So the water is not contaminating the loaf, because although the water is touching the tamei trough and becoming tamei, it's not touching the truma loaf. Now, but the suffix nugget tzidei bareva, but you have a doubt, did the sides of the loaf touch the trough now that it's floating along? Suffix loy nugget maybe didn't touch. So it retains its tahara, neshur tzav, because it's floating in. Floating works both ways. That when the tummy item is floating, or if the tahara item is floating, either way we say that it's going to have, the suffix is going to be tar. Lach avav, sheretz shenimtza tzav al gabi boir b'toich hagas. If there's a sheretz that's found floating on the cistern that's in the wine press, where they would press the wine, and you have the sheretz floating on the wine. So, l'truma, as it relates to truma, sveikei tameh. We're going to say the doubt is going to be tameh, because it's the chachamim in halacha hey that we mentioned, that they were mekel, even for truma, was specifically for water, but not by wine. Now, but for the workers, those who eat their chul in a state of purity, but they're not eating truma, there, for them, sveikei tar, the doubt's going to be tar, and they should eat tuma tzafa, because ultimately it is a tuma that's floating. And for those who only eat chul mitahara, they said the leniency even for wine, not just for water. Halacha Zayin continues with item number 3. Sveik mashkin. The doubt as applies to liquids. Letame achem, which we said that specifically in regards to contaminating other things. So tar, that tzafa is going to be tar, because liquids do not contaminate other things. Biblically, it's only rabbinically, and therefore it's a suffix drabban. We're going to go lakula. Now, but the tumas asma for their own tuma, which is biblical, tummy is going to be tummy. Ketzer hausos. The Rambam illustrates. Let's say someone had a stick in his hand. In the end of the stick, there were liquids that were tummy. And then he takes and throws the stick amongst pure loaves of bread. Now, suffix nagu hamashkin mekakaris. Now, there's a doubt if those liquids touched the loaves, or suffix lanagu. It's a doubt if they didn't touch. So that suffix as a mashkin tameim, is it mitame other things? That's tahara, that's going to be pure. Let's say as a doubt, imnogu mashkin tameim beklize oloinogu. I'm not sure if those liquids that were tummy touched this vessel or didn't touch. Again, harik hakli tar, the vessel is going to be tar. So to be as a doubt, if these tummy liquids touch other liquids, if they didn't touch, those other liquids are going to be tar. Now this is all regarding the suffix of mashkin tamei, if they're tummy other things. But a tummy person himself, shapasha yoder ragli, there be sticks his hand or his foot out, labain mashkin term amongst tahar liquids. Or kikar tummy, or he throws, again, not liquids that are tummy, but a kikar, a loaf of bread that's tummy, labain mashkin term amongst liquids that are tar. Safik naga mashkin, safik lay naga, we're not sure did the loaf or did his hand or foot touch the liquids or not. That will be tummy from the doubt. Anything that's similar to that, the leniency was only regarding mashkin, which are not biblical mitame, and therefore the suffix, if it's mitame, other thing is going to be lekula. Halacha ches. Chaveshi malei mashkin. If there's a barrel that's filled with liquids. Upasher atame esyodi lavira. Now, a tummy person sticks out his hand into the ear space of that barrel. Safik nagame mashkin, safik lay nagame. Not clear if he touched the liquids or he didn't touch them. So hamashkin tameim. The liquids are going to be tamei, like we said in the previous halacha, that regarding the suffix of the liquids themselves, they're going to be tamei. But v'chavis tahira, the barrel is going to be tar, because even though generally liquids contaminate vessels, but she'in tzvik hamashkin mitamei, the doubt of the liquids is not going to contaminate other things, which in this case is the barrel. V'chinim nechmesu mashkin she'im tamei mesafik sotuv, let's say liquids that are tamei of from suffix, if they went into la'avra chavis, into the ear space of the barrel. Now, they didn't touch not the barrel and not the liquids either. So, harei ha'chavis tahira. So, the barrel is going to be tar, like we said in the previous halacha, because the suffix of the tuma of these liquids are not going to be tamed other things. And, v'amashkin shebetecha tar. And the liquids inside are going to be tar, because even though we say that the suffix of the liquids themselves to become tummy, generally say it's going to be tummy, but here, she'en mistamin elam anachavis, but the tummy is only going to be from the barrel, because, meaning from the ear space of the vessel, so that's generally what would happen, they would become a secondary, and in this case, since the barrel actually remains tar, so the liquid is not going to become tummy at all, because it just went into the ear space. So it cannot contaminate the vessel, and it's not touching the liquids. And the only thing that becomes tummy from the ear space is first the barrel and then the liquids. But the barrel's not going to become a tummy, so the liquid's not going to either. Now, in this over mashkin elu asafik, now let's say these doubtfully tummy liquids get mixed in, but mashkin shabachavis in the liquids that are in the barrel, so it actually falls in. Then harekola mashkin tumein besafik, then all the liquids are going to become tummy out of doubt because of the mixture. It's not just from a secondary from the barrel, it's actually getting mixed in from those that are tummy besafik. But for chavis taira, like in the previous halachas, the barrel is going to remain tar because the suffix mashkin is not matamid. Same thing apply if, let's say, these suffix liquids fall into an oven. The bread and the oven is going to remain tar again because only for liquids this is the suffix tummy, but to matamid other things, it's not going to be matamid. Halacha tes. If someone is sweeping, settling the dust with liquids that are tummy, which their floors were made out of earth, so they would settle it with some type of a liquid. Or sometimes they would scatter droplets around to give a good aroma, and they did this with, they would pour it out a little bit from the water. Now, Vahisham Taras. Now, in that room, in that house, there was items that were pure. Now, Safik Nitzu, Alem Safik Lo Nitzu. Now, we're not sure, when they were sprinkling the water around the house, which were tummy waters, did it touch Taras or not? Again, Sveik Tar, like the halacha of Safik Mashkin, L'tamachem, that we're going to say that Safik is going to remain tar. Halacha Yod, Zolof Mashkin Tar, Utmeim B'teicha Bais. Let's say the person was pouring liquids that were tar and tummy. It had some tummy, some tar, and then we're just spraying it around the house. V'nimtzu achakach Mashkin al kikash al truma. Then they subsequently found a liquid on a loaf of truma, which we're not sure. Was it from the tar liquids or was it from the tummy liquids? So it actually depends as follows. If Nitala B'nishal Alo, if the person went and took that loaf, while the liquids were still on it, and went to ask the chacham what the halacha of it is, hanezu tahir, then the loaf is going to be tar. The reason for that is just sveka mashkin tamei. Like we said before, the doubt regarding liquids contaminating other things, which is essentially the question you're asking on the liquids as it's on the loaf, is going to be tar. But anicha kikar achi inag v'hamayim shaleh. But unless you left the loaf until the water really dried up on the loaf, actually hanezu tamei b'safik, then the loaf is going to be tamei because of the doubt. because Shasveg Tumim Rishus Hayochah Tumim, because the doubt that you have regarding your Tumim in the private domain, which is where this law was, is Tumim Kamashis Bar, like we're going to explain later on, Perk Tazayin and Yutchaz. And Bahari Inkam Mashkin Elikiku, you don't have liquids here anymore, you only have a loaf. She's Suffolk Tumeya, Suffolk Tyra, which this is the doubt that you have regarding if it's Tumim or if it's Tar, because, as the Ravid seems to explain, if you're going to say it's Tar, the ones who see are going to make the mistake, and they're not going to know that there's a suffix here regarding liquids because it dried up. They're going to think that it's just a suffix b'shus yachid, even for the tumah of itself, that you're going to say that it's tar, which is not the case, and therefore in that situation where it already dried up, then we would say the loaf is going to be tummy. Lachinav continues with item number 4. Speak yidayim. The doubt is relates to one's hands. Bein list tummy, whether for the hands to be considered that we're saying that they're tummy, bein letamachem, whether for the hands to contaminate other things, bein letarasan, whether for your, let's say we know the hands were definitively tummy, but the doubt is if, let's say, it was purified appropriately, all these sveikas are going to be tar, it's going to be considered as tar case of household. So hayodav tairas, let's say his hands were pure, well, the fallen of shnei kekonim tameim, and in front of him there were these two loaves that were tummy. Safek inaga, safek lo inaga, we're not sure, did he touch it, did he not touch it? So that's a safek if the hands became tummy. So let's say, no, his hands were tummy. Well, the front of Shnei Kekarim Tayim, in front of him were two loaves that were tar. Savik Naga, Savali Naga, we're not sure, did he touch it, did he not touch it? Oy, Shai Yadav, or he had his hands, Achas Tayim, Achas Tumeya. One hand was tummy, one hand was tar. Well, the front of Shnei Kekarim Tayim, in front of him were two loaves that were tar. But Naga Ba'achim, he touched one of them, the Savik Batumeya Naga, Savik Batar, and we're not sure, did he touch the Tumeya, did he touch the Tahairam? Oy. Meaning with the hands that were tummy or the hands that were tar, because he had one hand tummy, one hand tar. Or let's say no, the other way around. His hands were tar, well, the front of the shaker, the front of him were two loaves. Echad tar, echad tummy. One loaf was tar, one loaf was tummy. The noga bach, he touched one of them. Savik batami naga, savik batar naga, not sure which one of the loaves. Did he touch the tummy loaf or did he touch the tar loaves? And again, therefore that's relevant to his hands, which were both tar. Actually both the hands and the loaves. One hand was tar, one hand was tummy. Well, in front of kikar tummy, the kikar tar. And in front of him was one loaf tummy, one loaf tar. The nugget was tummy, and he touched both of them. Now, subik tummy, but tummy, but tar, but tar. We're not sure. Maybe the tummy hand touched the tummy loaf, and the tar loaf touched the tummy hand. Or tummy, but tar, but tar, but tummy. Or maybe no, the tummy hand touched the tar loaf, and the tar hand touched the tummy loaf. So that would be relevant to me, tummy, the hands, and the tar loaf. So in all these cases, hayidaim kamesha hayu, bakakram kamesha hayu. The hands remain as they were, and the loaves remain as they were, which all these cases were regarding contaminating other things, and from here, and or contaminating themselves. And then now the Rambam is going to explain regarding that we said that for regarding tahara, it's also going to be the meaning, because we're going to say it does not become tummy; it remains with its chazaka of tahara. That's the suffix of tahara. And now when we said ben letarasan, is v'chein sotim ho yodav tameis. Let's say hands were tummy, v'tbilon or netolan, and he immersed them or he washed them. But Safik Shemaim Shatara Bem Kshem Lidayim. Now there's a doubt regarding the water that purified his hands with, if they were valid for purifying the hands. Safik Shem Psulm, there's a doubt maybe they were invalid. For example, let's say water that Malacha was done with. Safik Yesh Bem Kshir, we have a doubt maybe we're not sure they have the requisite measurement, which for Natil has to be a quarter of a loik, for Tfil has to be 40 saw, like you do with the body. Safik Imbem, maybe does not have the shear. Safik Shay Dabachaitz Al Yaday, Safik Shalahayi. We're not sure, was there something in the way of the water touching his hands? Maybe it wasn't. In all these situations, the suffix, if he was tar, if they purified it, I hear how the tar is, the hands are going to be pure. Lachid beis, I see the achas tameya. Let's say one hand was tameh. But by any day, he doesn't know which hand it is. So only they tell him, shliyasa taris, that he should not do purifications, until he washes both hands, because he might be tameh. Now, but if noga ba'achas men b'taris, but if he did touch with one of his hands and taris before he washed his hands, taris of taris, the purifications remain tar. Like we said, for the purification also, we say that the suffix is going to be tar regarding this sfeik, the number 4 suffix of that remains tar, that of suffix yidayim.